The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, I welcome you to Bob Burney Live, and I hope that that story about our Chinese brothers and sisters convicted you even half as much as it did me. We just, folks, we have no idea how blessed we are. And we take God's word for granted. We do. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Alan in Westerville. Hey, Alan, how are you today?
Good Thursday afternoon, Bob.
Thank you.
You know, you were talking about our brothers and sisters in China, and it reminds me, if people have been watching the news, there's been protests going on in Hong Kong because the young people in Hong Kong don't like the idea that the communist Chinese are exerting more and more influence over China, and it's become more and more authoritarian. And I was talking with friends of mine that have gotten back from Hong Kong and from China, and they are concerned that what's going on in Hong Kong could be a repeat of what happened in Tiananmen Square. If people don't know what Tiananmen Square is, look it up on the internet and you'll learn about it.
Oh, I concur with that completely.
Yeah.
If you saw the pictures of the demonstrations, what was it, yesterday, I think, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in the streets of Hong Kong.
This is not going to end well. If what Reuters and the BBC are reporting is correct, the Chinese are moving PLA troops to the outskirts of Hong Kong.
Yeah,
and we're talking about division size. Size formations. A Chinese division is about 12,000 men, give or take. An American division is about 15,000. It's just a different number. And I don't think this is going to end well. It truly isn't. And then, you know, you were also talking about some in China that are memorizing whole Bibles, passages of scriptures. I haven't memorized the whole Bible, Bob. I've memorized parts of it, but not all of it. It reminded me from what the pastor of our church says. Well, our interim pastor, he was talking about when he was a young boy growing up in Soviet Russia, how his family would have to take two or three buses just to get to church. And they would do this three times a week.
Sure.
In Kazakhstan. And you've been to other parts of the world. I have. Others that are listening have been. A lot of the audience has not. When you talk about the third world, when you talk about repression, when you talk about how the rest of the world really is, and I try and explain it to people, I get this, and this is not to go and beat on them because they just don't know. They get this deer in the headlights look as to, like, you're crazy, this can't be, but it is. And I think it's indicative on those of us who are mature Christians. I should hope I'm a mature Christian. I'm over 60. That we try to share with those what it's like over there.
Well,
and how with every second the clock is ticking down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Alan, whether we can even expect people to understand unless they have seen it firsthand. And for those of us that have, that doesn't make us better than anybody else by any means. It doesn't make us any more spiritual. It just means that because we've seen it firsthand, people who literally risk their lives every single day to minister in any way, to read their Bible, to accept a Bible, to distribute a Bible, to meet those people and pray with them and weep with them and have them hug you and you hug them. It's life-changing. But even then, Alan, we forget. I needed this article again today to remind me of the price that our brothers and sisters around the world pay on a regular basis to have a copy of the scriptures. I need to be reminded of that. So I'm grateful that I read the article and I was deeply, deeply convicted by God's Spirit. And like I said, literally hung my head in shame. Hey, thanks, Alan.
Hey, anytime, Bob.
All right, appreciate it. Alan brought up Hong Kong, and let me tell you a quick story. Some of you have probably heard me. I've recounted it, I think, a couple times, but I think that's all. I was with the Bible League on a trip, I believe, to the Philippines, and we had a long layover in Hong Kong. We flew either into Hong Kong or out of Hong Kong, either on the way to the Philippines or on our way back. Anyway, we had several hours in Hong Kong, took a bus into the city, and we visited a ministry that exists in Hong Kong for one reason, to get Bibles across the border from Hong Kong, which is a part of China now, but there's much, at least today, it's diminishing very, very quickly. But today, there's a whole lot more freedom in Hong Kong than in mainland China. Anyway, this ministry exists for one reason, to smuggle Bibles across the border from Hong Kong into mainland China. And so our whole reason for visiting was to have firsthand experience. And so they gave us a quick little teaching session of how to get across the border with a bunch of Bibles. Some of us had backpacks just absolutely jam-filled with Bibles. You know, they weighed, I don't know, 60, 70 pounds. Some had carry-on suitcases, you know, on the wheels. And they were jam-packed with suitcases. And there were, if I recall, there were 17 of us. And we were told, here's what you do, here's what you don't do. You don't make eye contact. You try to act completely normal. Don't bring any attention to yourself. And they assured us, if you get caught, they will yell and scream at you. They will take you to a separate room where they will yell at you and they will confiscate your Bibles. And they'll send you back across the border. They said, you will not be arrested. Don't worry about it. You're Americans. They know better and so on. They're going to yell at you, going to take the Bibles, and they're going to send you back across the border. So I believe there were 17 of us, and we broke up, you know, into individual groups. There was this lines going across the border, and there were metal detectors and security guards, border patrol agents, and so on and so forth for the communist Chinese government. And we did not go across as a group. We broke up, got in different lines, waited, you know, behind different people and so on and so forth. And so anyway, long story short, when it was my turn, my heart beat out of my chest. My heart beat out of my chest. I had been assured that if I got caught, it was no big deal. They'd yell at me. They would just send me back across the border and they'd take my Bibles. I was petrified. I was absolutely petrified. Well, out of the 17 that tried to get across, two of us made it. I made it with a backpack, and Wayne Watson, many of you are familiar with Wayne Watson, the musician, who's been around for a long time, written a bunch of songs over. Wayne Watson and I were the only two out of the 17 that made it. Everybody else got caught, and sure enough, they got yelled at, the Bibles were confiscated, and they were just sent back across the border. Well, we were told, okay, you got to listen carefully, got to listen carefully. If you make it through the border, you go two blocks. Now, I'm not sure this was the exact direction because I don't remember. But it was like you go two blocks. There's a coffee shop. You turn right. You walk a block and a half. There is this kind of shop. You turn left. You go two blocks. There's a hotel on the corner. You turn right, go half a block, and stop. When you stop, a van will pull up. Someone will jump out of the van, take your Bibles, drive off very quickly, and then you just turn around and come back to the border and walk back across the border. Well, Wayne and I got through, and we looked at each other and said, do you remember all those directions? Man, I hope so. I don't know, you know. And we were both petrified. I mean, we were scared spitless because now we were not just at the border. We were in communist China with illegal Bibles. And so anyway, we turned right, turned left, you know, and went back and, you know, and we stood there, and we had not been standing there 10 seconds, and a white van pulled up and literally screeched to a stop at the curb. A door opened, the side door opened, a Chinese man got out, grabbed, I had a backpack, Wayne had a little suitcase, grabbed them, put them into the van, slammed the door shut, and screeched off. Not a word was said. And we just turned there and looked at each other like, did that really just happen? And we found our way back to the border and walked back across into Hong Kong. Now, the only reason I bring that story up is that we were Americans. We were assured that even if we got caught, it would be no big deal. They would just tell you to go back across the border. They'd yell at you. But nothing will happen. You will not be arrested. You will not be imprisoned. Don't worry about it. I was scared to death. And when I got back across the border, oh, you talk about relief. Now, if we had gotten caught, probably nothing would have happened. They would have taken us back to the border, yelled at us, and told us to go across and never come back. But the people who picked up our Bibles, that gentleman who opened the door, grabbed it, shut the door, the person who was driving that van, had they been caught, they would have been arrested and put in prison. We risked nothing. They risked their lives. That's the difference. And that's why we need to remember the Christians of China and Nigeria and Sudan and Libya and countless other countries around the world where Christians are willing to risk their lives for a copy of the Word of God.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I encourage you all the time to become a part of our social media family. Well, I don't often respond to things that are posted in response to things I've talked about on the air or things that I've posted. But one of our listeners responded to the poll that we posted today about only 1 in 10 Americans support offering Bible literacy classes in public schools. And one of our listeners, and I'm not criticizing anyway, I'm just telling you. One of our listeners said, to be fair, I doubt many would support Quran literacy classes in public schools either. Now, I hear that often, but here's the problem with that argument, and there is an answer to it, because we hear that all the time. Well, you'd be upset if it was the Quran. Well, here's the problem. The Quran is not the foundation of most of Western culture. Western culture is not based primarily on the teachings of the Quran. But most of Western culture is based on the Bible. That's why my atheist high school English teacher said, anybody was an idiot. That's not the word she used. It was much stronger. Anybody is an idiot who does not study the Bible, if nothing else, just purely for the literary content and understanding that our English language is based on principles from the Bible. Our legal system is based on principles of the Bible. Our Constitution is based on principles from the Bible. The Declaration of Independence is based on principles of the Bible. The Mayflower Compact is based on principles from the Bible. You cannot, it is impossible to separate Western culture from the Bible. You don't really understand Western culture unless you have at least some understanding of the stories of the Bible. That is not the case with the Quran. The Quran has had almost no impact on Western culture, so it's not apples to apples at all. And then another listener said, however, I will say, if asked the question, I'd rather it wasn't taught in public schools either. The reason being is, how would it be taught by radical left socialists if they're going to teach? They're not going to teach it as the Holy Spirit-inspired Word of God, just as a storybook. I understand that objection, too, and it has great merit. However, my response, it's not just any book. It's the God-breathed Word of God. It has power. It's alive. No, I really do believe that. It is a living book. It is not just ink on paper. It's alive. And even if an atheist teaches it, if it is taught, it will do its work. Even if an atheist said, this is a bunch of stories, we got to understand, it's the Holy Spirit of God that inspired the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit of God that causes people to understand it. And so even if you have an atheist stand up in front of a class and say, well, I got to teach this because it's literature, but I just want you to know I don't believe it. If the content will be taught, it will impact people's lives. That's the nature of the Word of God. That's why some phony, baloney, absolutely phony TV evangelist can get on TV and preach the Bible, even though his life is a wreck, a mess, and maybe he doesn't even believe it himself. People will get saved. People will come to Christ because the Word of God has been proclaimed. I would prefer that the Word of God be proclaimed by a righteous, holy, godly man. But even if it's a charlatan, if the Word of God is preached, the Word will bear fruit. Because it's not the person, it's the Word. That's why I have no problem with it being in public schools. Hey, have a great evening, folks. But please, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.